Welcome back to Season 5 of The Rock Movers, the podcast for empowered women who are navigating life's biggest transitions, challenges, and moving life's biggest rocks. I'm your host, Karen Gray, and I can't wait for us to get started with today's guest and episode. Are you ready? Let's move some rocks. Welcome back, Rock Movers. Today's guest is going to just give you so much inspiration and encouragement because she has literally lived this journey that she is helping you move rocks for. Her name is Christine Trimp, and we are so grateful that you're here today, Christine. Christine is an award-winning author, speaker, coach, and sugar licensed practitioner known for her remarkable transformation journey, which led to a 100-pound weight loss. Her inspiring journey has been featured on various platforms, including the cover of Women's World and in publications like First for Women and Reader's Digest, which that is just so remarkable. Christine's journey has also been highlighted as a top success story on the world's largest low-carb website, DietDoctor.com. She left corporate after 32 years as a controller. Christine launched a successful career as a certified health and wellness coach, and she's the founder of the Sugar Freed Me Method and Community. She's also coming out with a new book in January of 2025, Sugar Freed. So welcome to the Rock Mover community and podcast, Christine.
Thank you, Coach Karen. I am overjoyed to be here with you today.
Well, we are so happy to have you, and I am just so impressed by how you have used your story and your personal journey to help others move some really heavy rocks, but I know that that's just one part of what you've done. So share with our listeners today, what was that biggest rock that you feel like really turned the tide and changed everything for you?
Hey, first of all, when I saw the name of your podcast and became familiar with your podcast, Rock Movers, that immediately struck me because my story began on the side of a big rock, a big mountain in the state of Colorado. I was at Rocky Mountain National Park.
And oh, wow.
So, like, I have this vision of me actually literally moving mountains.
What a great visual.
And I love mountains. I was born in the Allegheny Mountains in western Pennsylvania. And unfortunately, I live in a metro area of Michigan. I'm nowhere near mountains, so I have to get there. But that's it. It's the mountain. Yeah. It's the mountain of my poor health. It's the mountain of living for 3 decades, dealing with being overweight, obese, eventually morbidly obese, which was devastating, soul crushing to me. And one day I was sitting on the side of a mountain in Colorado. I could not go another step. I was gasping for air. And that's when I had my take ownership moment in my life. I came home from that Colorado trip, and I began the process through health interventions and through personal intervention, resiliency, tenacity, and just moving that mountain in my life. The mountain I could not move for 30 years, all of a sudden I began pushing rocks aside and just stepping out onto this journey. And it's been an amazing journey that I've been very blessed with to maintain for, I'm in my 7th year now of maintaining a healthy weight. So lots of rocks along the way that we could talk about. But yes, my big rock is that big mountain.
Wow. Well, I mean, first off, congratulations. 7 years is no small feat.
Right.
And the fact that you didn't just move that rock for you, you've now used that as the platform that you launch off of to help others, truly is about what being a rock mover stands for and what it represents. So for those that are new, if you're just hearing our our Rock Movers podcast for the first time, we call rocks, or we call those things that you face, challenges, obstacles, hurdles, traumas, those heavy things in life that we tend to pick up make mean something, and we tend to put them in our bags and carry them with us rather than, you know, going, oh, that's a rock. That's heavy. That sucks. I'm going to leave that there. I'm not going to pick it up and carry it with me. No, we're overachievers, and we put it in our bags and we carry it with us to the point that we can't even move forward anymore.
Yeah.
And so then we have an opportunity to look at that rock and say, do I want to carry this heavy thing that really doesn't serve me? Or do I really want to carry the lesson that it's taught me forward and use that lesson to then share with others and help them? So that's where the rock mover journey started, from my transition of moving those rocks out. And I love that that's exactly what you've done. I mean, you totally embrace the rock mover mentality. So I'm so grateful to have you sharing that. So you lost over 100 pounds. Okay. You have now created this healthy lifestyle movement, which we know isn't just about one thing, because how you do anything is how you do everything. So if you're unhealthy with your eating habits, you're probably unhealthy with your mindset habits and your work habits, and your relationships will also probably be struggling. So when you move this rock of, I'm going to, here's my choice, here's my ownership decision, you flip the switch, not 1 second more. Now you've moved forward. What does that look like? And what were the little rocks that you began to move to then help others move their rocks?
Yeah, that was definitely a take ownership moment. And what happened next was a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
And a lot of little rocks along the way, for sure. Like, the first thing I did is an example of some of the medical intervention that I decided to pursue that I'd been putting off for so many years. But I did go, and I finally scheduled that sleep study that I'd been putting in for years, because I didn't want to come home with a CPAP machine. That did not sound enjoyable to me. But I look back on that choice as a blessing. That first medical intervention helped me start sleeping better, which helped wake up more refreshed, which helped me. One of the very first things I did when I started waking up refreshed was I'm a person of faith. I started picking up my Bible for the first time in my life every morning, and I haven't put it down since. And that's truly one of the rocks that I stand on now, right? So I want to go back to something you said as you were leading up to this question, but I always say when I talk in my speeches that, ladies, I always say, I learned that you can't climb mountains carrying heavy chains. And I love how you put that, you know, you're talking about the backpack. I have that imagery when I'm talking, putting the rocks in there. So we could say, you can't climb these mountains carrying all these heavy rocks. And you're right. We have to lay them down. As a person of faith, I am daily waking up and I'm surrendering. If I happen to pick up a little rock the day before that's dragging me down, I'm in the habit, the process of surrendering these things. And sometimes it's a really hard choice, Karen.
Yeah,
it's a really hard choice when it comes to, you know, we have to eat, dealing with food and sugar addiction recovery. We have to eat. So it's a very difficult process, but so many little rocks setting down day by day. I also say when we adopt new habits, I say small habits build and deliver big results. That's a lot like setting down little rocks and picking up weightless rocks that will serve us better each day.
Yeah. And I love that perspective. I also believe that we can't carry anxiety and gratitude for the same thing. So, and if we fill our backpack with all of this anxiety and stress and all of these rocks, then there's no room for gratitude and the blessings that really could come in their place. And so when I look at a rock and it's like, oh man, something feels really heavy. What am I choosing to carry? How could I see that differently? What can I be grateful for? What has it taught me? And so that has been my rock moving process, is I'm like, okay, I am really feeling challenged with this person. Perhaps, let's call it a person, because that tends to be where some things start. this person has really presented themselves to be a rock in my bag. This mm-hmm. relationship has. Mm-hmm. What am I grateful for? What have they taught me? Mm-hmm. And do I want to continue this relationship? Is it a familiar relationship that maybe I don't have as much leeway with? But what is it that I'm learning? How is this helping me be better? How can I be grateful for this relationship that it's causing me to be a better version of me, more empathetic, more patient, more loving? What is the light that it's shining on something that I'm missing? Mm-hmm. And those just little reframes, those little mindset shifts have helped me so much to change the anxious and anxiety rocks or the heaviness rocks into gratitude rocks or gratitude lightness, because there's no weight to those.
That's really good. Yes, I'm constantly telling my coaching clients, we like our relationship with food is really complicated, the women and the women that I coach, right? And so reframing that, it's anxiety causing. We actually do go through a process of grief when we get to the point where we need to break up with these foods that are not serving our health. And it's hard because there is some, you know, there's some self-denial in there. But don't let that scare you, because I do not live in deprivation. My clients don't live in deprivation. But it's that surrender that's laying it down. And then let's focus on what we can eat. Let's be grateful for what I love to call God's good smorgasbord. Because when we go to that whole source of his food, we don't have to worry about reading ingredient labels. We don't have to worry about high fructose corn syrup added to, know, our steak and our eggs and all of that. So we do that mindset shift to gratitude. And I'm constantly telling them, coaching them to journal all of this out. Don't forget three things of gratitude each day, and how we can lay down this really hard thing, and it hurts, and we're mad, we're upset. But what do we have now to focus on, and how can that help in our mindset shift is when we are in this recovery process from our relationship with foods that haven't served our health well?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. 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 Mm-hmm. And so, moving from that decision and that process that you've gone through of that rock moving, who has that helped you step into? Like, who have you become because of that? Because I think that's the other side of that decision.
Yeah.
Is who you evolve into.
Yeah. And I do, when I'm talking with family and friends and writing in my book, actually, about, I feel like a totally different person. Like, I'm the same Christine, but I have a new identity. And, you know, first of all, as a woman of faith, I finally, for the first time in my life, because I started reading God's word every day, I finally understand my identity in Christ as being a chosen daughter. I understand, after many decades of feeling like I never fit in anywhere, I literally didn't fit into roller coaster seats. I almost didn't fit into airplane seats. And I never felt like I fit in with a room full of beautiful women, right? So I felt a lot of isolation and rejection for many years. And then discovering who I am as a daughter of Christ, I fit in. Like, I fit in. I no longer have to worry about not fitting in anymore. So that's been a major identity shift, which has helped me so much in the battles of all the other complicated issues that I'm sure you address with all of your other wonderful guests too, like people pleasing and perfectionism and all of that. It's all been a really interesting part of a total heart transformation. And I say, like, the weight loss victory was wonderful. I feel so much better. I'm so grateful for it. There's not a day that goes by that I'm not grateful for it. But really, what has changed the most is my heart. And it's been a journey of some of the rocks in our life. Like, the heart transformation that I talk about all the time is what David writes in Psalm 4:7. He writes, "You have filled my heart with greater joy than grain and new wine." And so I can use that symbolically. Food can no longer satisfy me the way it used to, because now I've got, my heart is changed. I'm able to handle my emotions, examine my thoughts, ask for motivation, and run with courage and take action. That's all part of a heart transformation. In hindsight, I can see that that's the journey I went through. And so now that's what I get to coach women through, is this complete transformation. And so, yes, I'm a new creation, but I'm the same Christine, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 100%. Uh-huh. And I think that is the gift, that having that transformation, yet then having the hindsight, being able to see, okay, this is the rocks I've moved and I've laid them down, and now there's a path for others to follow.
Yes. Yeah.
And so, you know, our rocks now become the stepping stones, mm-hmm, for others. And so we all make our own mistakes. We're all going to do that. Mm-hmm. Yet when someone's going ahead of you and you're following them intentionally, we know that they're blazing a trail, they're laying down the grass, moving the rocks, and now they're creating this really clear, easy to navigate path. Now, as humans, we tend to jump off the path.
Yes.
And kind of do our own thing. And it's like, wow, it's getting hard. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm off the path again.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same thing that God has done for us, right? He's created this really clear path. And every now and then, you know, we think we know better somehow, and we're going to get off of that path. And our kids do it to us, right? We have a path laid out. They get off.
Right.
Our clients, they get off.
Right.
And so we all have that free will. Mm-hmm. And we all know there is a better way.
Yes.
And do we want to get in alignment with that path? And so there's so many analogies here that are just lining up. And I'm just like, oh, like all of the, I love metaphors and acronyms and all the things to make things super easy. But the acronym that I love to coach from is that we get to be the VIP of our lives. And that is, we get to identify what our values are and make decisions from that. So when we're doing things that we don't believe are true and right, we're out of alignment.
Yes.
You know, so when we're out of those values, those core values, those things that are really, you know, our biblical principles, when we do things that are intuitive and intentional. So when I just do something without thinking, it typically does not go as well as when I do something very intentionally. You know, there's thought behind it. There's heart behind it. It's in alignment with my values. And then the third thing is P is purpose for me.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a greater purpose beyond me.
Right.
And when I keep the focus on me, I tend to get anxious. I tend to worry. I tend to hold back. But when I look at the greater purpose, it's so much easier to step into things because it's not about me.
Yes. Yes.
And so when we make decisions from that VIP place, I believe that we just are so much more impactful. And that's what I hear you saying, is you went through all of this and now you're using all of those things to now help people create their own path and follow your path and create this really aligned life that can be so much lighter and easier and aligned and purposeful.
Absolutely. That is so good. I love your VIP. I love that. Yes, purposeful. And like I said about not fitting in, I never felt like I had a purpose in life. I felt like I was going through the day to day, crawling back into bed exhausted. And oftentimes would have tears in my eyes asking, like, what is the purpose? Like, what is this all about?
Yeah.
And, you know, constantly feeling for 30 years like I was a failure because I just couldn't. I was a professional career woman. Why can't I get this one thing in my life right? Why? I can get everything else in my life. I can have a really successful career. My kids were well-behaved, good students, high achiever myself. Like, but why? Why did I continuously fail at this one aspect of my life? You mentioned earlier about the things that we put in our backpacks. And I think that you mentioned guilt and shame. So I carried that a lot. I carried that really heavy weight for many years. And what I learned, what was really freeing to me, Karen, was when I first discovered the keto and low carb way of eating, which is how I live my lifestyle now. You know, I ditched the sugar for this whole food Remember listening to one of the doctors that I really admire. He wrote a book called The Obesity Code. His name is Dr. Jason Fung. And he did a short video series. And in one of the videos, he just looked at the camera and the screen and he said, "This is not your fault." And I was like, what do you mean? Like, obesity is not my fault. Like, I got myself in this situation.
Wow. Yeah.
I pretty much feel like it's self-inflicted. But, you know, thinking about when he said that, I got tears in my eyes because that gave me a little bit of hope. And it led me down the path of hundreds of hours of reading, studying, listening to podcasts, YouTube videos, all of the things. It gave me this tremendous passion for metabolic health to help me get out of my problem. And now the pleasure is to help women get out of the problem. But going back to the guilt and shame is my brain was hijacked by sugar addiction. So I say it wasn't completely my fault. I do take some responsibility for it because as a believer, I want to honor God in how I treat my health. And I didn't do that for so many years because I didn't think God really cared about how I cared for my health. But now I know better. So that makes it, knowing that it was not entirely my fault, made it so much easier to drop those rocks of guilt and shame and be like, there really is something physiologically going on in our brains when we are stuck in yo-yo dieting or roller coaster dieting or constantly relapsing. You know, we could do something so well for 3, 4, 6 weeks, and then all of a sudden we're back on a sugar binge. Why is that? Because your brain wants that reward. It wants that quick dopamine hit. So there's a lot there that we can let go of, ladies. We can let go of the rocks of guilt and shame, because I do like to say this is not entirely your fault. But now that we have this problem, it's our responsibility to fix it, right?
I think that's the key to ownership for everything, right? Yeah. Some things are imposed upon us. I mean, if you look at the American diet or the American, it's just the grocery stores, the restaurants, they do not make it easy to eat super healthy. They make it really easy for us to get addicted to sugar. I mean, it's in everything. I saw this post recently, the study about foods that are made for and shipped to Americans versus food that is made from the exact same processing plant, exact same manufacturer, whatever, producer, but shipped to Canada or the UK. The ingredients are so different.
Yes.
So I don't want to get on that.
No,
conspiracy theory thing. But when I saw that, I was like, okay, they can make it easier, yet they don't. Right. Or they can make it healthier, yet they don't. Why?
Yeah.
And I think it all has to come down to dollar. It has to be cheaper to make it this other way. And if they're not made to do it the right way, they don't. And so even crappy food, they make it crappy.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say it, but I mean, it's just... It doesn't make it easy. So, yes, it's not completely your fault. There is a system that's rigged to work against you.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And I don't like to go down the conspiracy theory lanes either too often, but it really makes you wonder. And fortunately, we have to advocate for ourselves. We're the only ones that can advocate for our health. And we can unhook from sugar. We can, what I love to say, crush your cravings. Because in hindsight, I realized I was craving all the wrong things. And I was craving them for a reason. Physiologically, I was craving them because my brain was addicted to that. But also psychologically, spiritually, I was craving food. I was comforting myself with food. Filling all the holes in my soul with comfort food. Just eating when I wasn't even hungry, you know, all of those things are behavior changes that I've made in my life that have allowed me to, you know, to live and to maintain a healthy weight, because now I have completely like worked on the mindset. I've worked on the spiritual growth. I've worked on like understanding why my body was physically, you know, living in obesity for so many years. So it's definitely been a journey. But one I love to share, I love to encourage women that yes, you can crush these cravings. You can break up with sugar. And I'm happy to help you.
I love it.
Yeah.
I also think it's, you know, if that has been your example, for example, I lived in the South for 12 years. I lived in Tallahassee, Florida, which was basically more like Georgia than it was the rest of Florida. It's very, very Southern.
Okay.
And my husband's family at the time, they were very much Southern cooks. And so everything was very, you know, very heavy with bacon grease and fat and all the things. That's where I learned to cook. I was very young when we got married, and 19. And, you know, I learned, you know, this is just kind of the thing. Like, you cook and you're a stay-at-home mom, or you are, you know, a professional and you cook, and, you know, all the women are kind of chunky. Like, it was just kind of the thing. Like, and I didn't have any other expectations. And it wasn't at the time, it was very easy for me to stay, to eat however I wanted to and not gain any weight.
Mm-hmm.
That has changed as my body and hormones have evolved. But it was something I took for granted until it was too late.
Yeah.
And had created these unhealthy eating habits. Like, you know, yeah, all the things. So
It happens. I mean,
didn't have any other expectation. I didn't have anybody modeling for me healthy diet. I had, you know, someone modeling that you eat, you know, you're having a bad day, you go eat Haagen-Dazs, or, you know, in Texas, it's Bluebell.
Yes.
You know, and that a few drinks at night is how you wind down.
Yes.
And so not thinking about carbs and sugar and all the things wasn't even discussed.
Right. And it's the exact opposite of the dietary advice that I've been given for decades, like everything in moderation, or count your calories, or eat less, move more. None of those things worked for me. They were huge hurdles in my weight loss.
Yeah.
And like, I think my biggest nemesis was the everything in moderation, because if you're addicted to carbs or sugar and your brain is screaming for them, and you decide, okay, you know, I'm going to have this piece of apple pie that Aunt Betty made, and you eat the apple pie, before long, you know it, like later in the evening, you're eating another piece of apple pie, because your brain is like screaming, like, feed me the sugar. So everything in moderation is one of the things that I coach strongly against. Like, it's a hurdle that it
doesn't
serve us well. And in my sugar addiction training, you have to think of it as, for anybody out there that might feel like they're addicted to food or sugar, you have to think of it the same way you would think for an alcoholic and alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Or a drug addict, right? Even a little bit of crack is still crack.
Right. Abstinence is so important for health and wellness journey, especially for women like me who are carbohydrate intolerant and pre-diabetic and insulin resistant and metabolic syndrome, all the things.
Yeah.
Those are key indicators that there is a sugar, carb, food behavior issue going. Yeah.
Well, I love that you have created this free guide, Crush Cravings Guide.
Yes.
CrushCravingsGuide.com is where you can get it. And then you can connect with all things Christine Tremp at ChristineTremp.com. And then you have something really exciting coming out in the new year. You want to tell us about that really quick?
I'm so excited. Yes, my next book is called Sugar Freed: Stop Losing the Weight Loss Battle, Start Gaining the Victory. And it's a Christian living book that is going to help so many women come along on those stone pavers that we've laid out for them, right?
Yes.
Kamala, I'd love to link arms with you. The book is a great tool, a great place to get started. And then I also have a coaching program that works hand in hand with the book. So you can check all of that out on my website.
I love it. So again, ChristineTremp.com. You can connect with her and tap into some support so that you can move these rocks. Just know that you don't have to move them by yourself. There is help out there. There are people who have moved them, paved the path. You get to follow and feel fully loved and supported through that. So, Christine, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for how you're serving. and for being on our show today. We really do just love having you a part of this community.
Thank you so much for hosting me.
Well, we will see you all on the next episode of The Rock Movers, and thank you for being a part of it. Wow, wasn't today's guest amazing? I hope that you enjoyed them as much as I did, and I hope that you got something super valuable. So, just for being here, I want to gift you free access to my Reclaim Your Confidence course. It's a mini course, short 5 modules. It's impactful, yet it's not super heavy. So use VIP2024 as a code to get free access to this course just for showing up and listening to this entire episode. And I also want to know, what are you getting from this? What would you like to see? What are future episodes? Who do we need to be talking to? Who has some amazing rocks that they want to share? And that's by sharing, commenting, and subscribing to The Rock Movers, and then following me over on social media. We want to stay connected. We want to be a part of your world. And I want to invite you to be a part of mine. If you'd like to book a call, go a little bit deeper into some of these topics, you can find a link to book that call on CoachKarenGray.com. You're always invited to join me there, and I can't wait to dive into deeper conversations with you. That's my way of giving back and saying thank you for being a part of our rock moving community. Until the next episode, or until we jump on the call, have a great day and keep moving those rocks.